Today's date is March 9th, 2011. My name is John Erling. Joe, would you state your full name, please?
Joseph Merle Moore.
Your date of birth and your present age?
July 31st, 1919. My age, 91.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are recording this interview at the Morris Rosewood Chapel at 2570 South Harbor.
Joining us is Elaine Moore Jones. Elaine, state your name and why you are in on the conversation.
Yes, thank you, John. My name's Elaine Moore Jones, and I am part of the Moore family. I'm great niece to Mr. Joe Moore, and I'm here today to help bring back some of these memories.
Well, good. Good to have you here. Joe, where were you born?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Remember the name of the hospital?
Claremore City Hospital.
Brothers or sisters?
I had a twin brother that died early age, about 7 years old when he passed away. I have two sisters and five brothers.
What was your brother's name, your twin brother?
Sam.
What did he die of?
They didn't know back in those days. He got a fever of some kind and he just died.
So it would have been in the early 1920s that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was born and grew up?
Her name was Cora Musgrove, maiden name, and she was born and raised up around Claremore there.
And your father's name?
James Herbert Moore was born in Shreveport, New Jersey.
James Herbert Moore came from New Jersey. What did he do in New Jersey before he came here? Do you recall?
He got into funeral business early in life there and came out to Oklahoma and established a funeral home in Claremore.
Okay, so he was in the funeral business
in
New Jersey.
Came here.
And why did he come to Oklahoma?
Well, he wanted to get away and come west. He decided to like Claremore very well. Of course, Will Rogers was from that area up there and was related to my mother. Another reason he kind of wanted to come out here.
Your father met your mother
in Claremore.
In Claremore.
Mm-hmm.
The story I heard, John, was that when he arrived with his brother on the train in Claremore, he spotted Cora as he stepped off the train and fell in love at that moment.
Now, that's a story I'd never heard before.
That's what I was told. I think it's in this book.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's love at first sight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Moore Undertakers was founded in the early 1900s.
That's right.
In Claremore.
Right.
And did they become associated with Musgrove Funeral Home?
Dad, when he came to Claremore, hired Mr. Musgrove to help him there. When Dad came to Tulsa, they started the Musgrove Funeral Home, which is still there.
Now, you said your mother was related to Will Rogers.
She was, second cousin.
Did they have interaction?
He used to come to the house and stop and see her when he came through there and so forth. And he used to visit there once in a while when he came through there.
And you recall him?
I don't really remember him too well, but I remember him being there and so forth.
Right. He died in 1935, so it would have been in the 30s.
Early 30s, 29, 30, Depression days.
You would have been 10, 11, 12 years old in there. Mm-hmm. But he would come to the house.
He'd drop by and see her. Wouldn't stay very long, but just come in and see her and leave.